program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC, Imam Dr. Miraj Speaks, Block Talk Radio, where we teach Quranic Arabic, Islamic studies, and comparative religion, not just religion. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. As-salamu alaykum, which means peace be on you. I'm your host for this evening, Ilahi Bey. My topic this evening is El-Islam, the tafsir of Imam Waraq bin Muhammad, commentary of the Holy Quran. If you have missed any of the talks, go online to www.blogtalkradio.drmirajspeaks.com and you'll be able to listen to the ones that you have missed. Once again, we will open with a short dua, and then we will continue where we left off yesterday. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulihi al-kareem Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mubarak. Before we get started this evening, we're asking everyone to make a dua, small prayer. My beloved sister, Ramona Muhammad, may Allah grant her paradise. And may Allah grant her family and loved ones ease. Her janazah is Friday, August the 18th, 2023, at 10 a.m. Islamic burial, at Islamic Burial Service, Funeral Home, 279 Roosevelt Avenue, Newark, New Jersey, 07107. The Quran 2, Ayah 30, I am making a khalifa in the earth. So they are related, and what we looked at, that was the world before man's influence, before man's indulged the world, before his imprinted it. So it is the natural world, what they call pristine nature, the original virgin nature before man touched it or interfered with it, that was designed by God to support man with having a good life and to motivate man in the best direction. But Satan promised to discordate its allurement with temptation, things to tempt man. And that is what God showed the angels on the second scene, that he showed him. That is what they saw. He saw the world after Satan had influenced man's works and the world to make it excite intention for bad as well as for good. And when he saw the subtleties of Satan, his influence on man's world, he said, how can anybody go straight in such a world? And that is true. It is very difficult. Do you see it now? If you are not already saved by the church, some faith, or some religion, most likely, you are going to be destroyed by this world. And usually, it is yourself destroying yourself. You do the thing that destroy yourself. When Satan said to God, I am better than him, he made him divine, or levain. It means the earth, the topsoil that bears, that is rich to grow things in. They translated it mud, and sometimes they say stinky mud, or something like that. And you fashion him of mud, and it means the mud has organic matter in it, so it has a smell. You know, the rich farmland has a smell because sometimes manure is in it to make it rich. So he said, you made him of levain, or rich topsoil, made to bear plant life. You fashion him of that. There is the decay matter in that. It is to enrich the plant life. So what is it actually saying? It is saying that you are going to take an ordinary common person who has filth in his life And you say you are going to give charge in the earth for that creature. The angel was disturbed too. They say this would cause bloodshed, bloodletting, murder, and whatever. They saw it leading to that. The angels was coming from their nature to want only good. Satan was coming from his nature to want to be boss. So the only thing was that he was not addressing bad consequences. He did not give a care about that. The bad consequences only identified was that you are going to recognize this little dude over me. What in the world is going on here? Now, he is not talking to God directly. He is talking to what the innocent nature of man expressing, and he was hearing it. So when he responded to this thing in the human being is saying, are you saying that God wants this? So him addressing that coming from a pure human heart, or human soul, pardon me, he is addressing what is coming from a pure soul. Him addressing that God takes over because God put back that in the innocent soul. Allah, two hands, symbolic of natural world and revelation. And that is God works in that into innocent souls that you are looking at. So God then takes the position that I answer you directly. His human creatures maybe cannot answer, not like God can. So God says, what is wrong with you that you will not make sujda to this that I made with my two hands? I made you with one hand. Now, what is wrong with you that you do not accept this that I am making what with my two hands, both the natural world and revelation? Those are the two controls of God. So I am making him with my two controls. So what is wrong with you that you do not make sujda to him? You are a jinn. I made you to worship me too. What happened? The ego got too big for you. So it is beautiful. And you know, isn't that where the best of the people come from? They come from common people working, suffering, and struggling, and trying to have their crops and whatever to support their life, their families, and their community. And not always more, I would say, purify or even having the ethnic interest to establish ethnics. No, but they had a nature to follow the best of their moral nature. So they were smelly, common people, poor people, smelling of musty and smelling of cow dung, right? The Quran, Surah 3, Ayah 6, Allah shakes you in the womb as he pleases. In her essential nature and function, the woman, wife, mother is the very womb of society. The womb is the place where something grows and develops. Society is born out of the womb of the mother. World, just as the individual is born out of the physical body of the mother. So many of us don't understand just how important the womb is in the growth process of the mind and society. The woman, wife, mother stands as a physical womb, giving us a picture of something that Allah is going to extend throughout the life or history of humanity. So there is a physical womb, but God is going to take you out of the physical womb and put you in a mental womb that is mostly a moral womb, the womb of your mother, morals. He will start your mind to growing by teaching not to do what is wrong and do what is right. Later, he will form you again and you will be born in the womb of reason, thinking. Every child is born as a result of two parents and has the right to be raised, guided, and protected by the two. But where does it all begin? It begins in the cradle. The parent, the mother, she has to rise, raise her child properly. She has to influence the best behavior and the best minds into her child. As parents, the Quran is saying, we have to first build character. A human without character is nothing. The child has been made by Allah to be impressionable and to accept guidance and leadership. The child is looking for this from the parent. Character equals care plus actor. As parents, we must realize if we curse, use vulgar language, smoke, drink, act indecent in the presence of our children, we are crippling them from the beginning because they don't process the intelligence to deal with our indecent behavior. The Quran, Surah 3, Ayat 6, Allah shapes you in the womb as he pleases. John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word. The Quran, Surah 2, Ayat 138, the baptism of Allah, who baptizes better. And the thing may take on several and different natures. If you are raised in the jungle without human beings, as parents, you might come up as a wolf or as a monkey. You might even imitate their sounds. I'm not telling you what we think. I'm telling you what we know. You might bark and make sound like a wolf. Why? Because the human creature is different from all the other creatures of the earth. We are not made when we are physically made. We come into the world from your mother, womb as an empty vessel. The world that you are born in has to fill the empty vessel with a mind to rule and to dwell the knowledge we call the vessel. It says to us that in the beginning there was the Word, and the Word took on flesh. So what does that mean? It means simply this. What comes into our flesh body, when it is delivered from the flesh wound or body of our mother, is the thing that forms us in our flesh body. And that thing was before our flesh body. When did man start thinking in the earth? No history tells us. What did the first thought come into existence? No history can tell us. So we as an inward person or as a real person ruling in the flesh, having no birth record, if you be patient and listen, you will get an understanding. God himself makes us. You can be born identical twins and grow up to be more unlike each other than any other brother and sister in the family. It doesn't mean you're going to be alike because you are physically alike, although many times twins also look alike in their minds and in their spirit. So that's because they like each other, and perhaps there was nothing happening in the house to make them dislike each other. But if one twin senses that the mother is trying to force it to be like the brother or the sister, it will begin to rebel against this, knowing that it is an individual too. It might come up resisting the influence that the other one accepts. So the results will be that these people will be far apart persons, although they have been close as flesh. What does this tell us? This tells us something that might be too strange and too heavy for your mind to bear. It might be too foreign for your imagination. But it's the truth, and you've been hearing it in the church all your life. Allah, the God himself, makes us. We are only born physically from our parents, but God Almighty makes us. He allows some of us to be made with different material. He allows some of us to come up like our mother and some to come up like our father. Some to come up being neither like mother or father. He may be like uncle or aunt or grandfather. You will mind before the physical creation. So Quran Surah 3, Ayat 6, Allah shakes you in the womb as he pleases. The Quran Surah 95, Ayat 4, we created man in an excellent way. Genesis 11, 1-7, one language, Babel. Don't think of yourself as a physical creation, because you were before the physical creation. The physical creation comes up from the earth, out of the earth. The earth produces minerals, plants, and flesh. The earth produces your flesh so that you will have a place to dwell in, a place to come into. In the beginning, we will form right according to the Holy Quran and the Bible, but we went off from that right way of thinking and began thinking foreign to the way of our very nature. Once you begin thinking foreign, strange, or unnatural, you begin to entertain foreign, strange, and unnatural ideas and thoughts. What comes about when that happens is a new language. Genesis 11, 1, 7, one language, Babel. The Holy Quran in the Bible says that once the people were one people and their language was one language. What does this mean? It means that once the bad truth come to them, once their society, their community was filled with the language of truth, it was the language of truth that formed them in the vessel we call the physical body. So they were all right because they were formed rightly, but something happened and they went astray from the right course and lost their ability to speak right language. Their language was no longer the word of God. It was the word of grafted creation. When the word of the grafted went into the new vessel coming from its mother, it made a grafted person in that vessel. Jesus said that, as a man thinketh, so is he. So if we could take the time, we could show you and bring you to agree with us that every person is formed, created, or made in the physical body by words and language. Words brings masses to the mind. Pardon me. Words bring message to the mind. What do we mean by language? Look at the number one and the number two. You may not call these words, but in God's wisdom, I am writing words. So these numbers are seen as words even in the wisdom of the wise of this earth, of this world. In the world, word is that which brings a message to your mind. Everything that I am doing is bringing a message to your mind. You don't call these words, but they are what you are doing now is getting words. So when the baby comes from the mother, the eyes open up, and the baby sees something when the eyes are open. Without a word being spoken to the child has received many words. The image that the child sees are words going into the mind of the child. Everything in your environment is words speaking to your mind, forming you in the body. The book you read, the language of your parents, the talk you hear in the home, the words you heard in the streets, the physical things that you look at and the thought about, the physical things that you looked at and didn't think about are all words. All these things have acted as words, going into your mind, forming you. And they are forming you for as long as you live on this world, in this world. The process of making or forming human beings never stops. It goes on all the time. So if you don't want yourself to be created and ill, we bed ugly as disease forms, you have to get wise to the language of the environment and start selecting the things that you want to go into your mind. All praises is due to Allah. The Quran Surah 6, the Quran Surah 3, Ayat 6, creates you in the womb of mother. Mother equals community. This program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise. Imam Dr. Murad speaks Black Talk Radio. So mother equals community. Say he creates you in the womb of your mother, and then the woman is put away in 5 wraps. Oh, it's wonderful. Yes, this mother is our community. So you know what we are talking about is community life. And what gives form and structure, again, to community life, the application of the 5 senses directed, guided, and protected by God. You're going to get it up there. You're going to have to vicar again if you just keep looking up there. The Quran Surah 3, Ayat 6, shaped you in the womb of mother. The Quran Surah 64, Ayat 3, made surah picture features. So human picture identity and the shaping there is given as a picture how we are formed in the womb of our mother says that he is the one who made our surah singular. Here God uses our looks in the singular, not in the plural. And God said that he made that picture most excellent, the human picture that God created. First God made human and then he made white, black, red, and yellow, natural male and female. All this you see. So the human picture is the truth picture for all the different races. The Quran Surah 3, Ayat 6, shaped you in the mother's womb. If the mother is not original, the child won't be made artificial. He will nurse artificiality. Well, Allah says also that he made the human like clay. So if you will devote your intellect, not just your heart, not just your spirit, devote your brain, your intellect, to God with complete submission, God will bring the genes of your body containing the orientation in it, and that will be passed to your children, and your children will grow to bigger dimension. The Quran Surah 3, Ayat 6, created you in the womb of your mother. So he gives us these distinctions, distinct pictures. He gives us those while we are in the womb of our mother. He says, that means here on earth, he gives us this picture that distinguishes us one from another. And God says, the most honorable of you, say, the Quran Surah 3, Ayat 6, create you in the womb as he pleases. So we have many pictures because God says we are given our picture in the plural while we are in the womb or in the stomach of our mother. And our picture while we are in the womb or in the stomach of our mother. So that's the physical picture, right? So all of us get our physical picture in the womb or in the stomach of our mother. So that's where we get our physical picture. That physical picture is formed there. Nothing goes there but a little microscopic thing that are placed in a mother, and she is a factory that turns out the beautiful child. So if you're looking in the mirror at yourself and you don't like what you see, forget about that. That is not the important picture. The important picture is one God made that we all have, the same. It doesn't look different from any one of us. It's all the same for all of us. And that human being is his excellent condition that God wants us in. The human being and the excellent condition that God wants him in is the common picture for all of us. Now, if we would put importance on the common picture and not on these separate pitches, we would have no real serious race problem. Fetus in womb is pure, has spirit. So the Quran, Surah 3, Ayah 6, Allah created in the womb, as he pleases, hadith, seek knowledge from the cradle to the grave. Psalms 51:5, original sin, conceived in the womb, behold, I was shapen in iniquity, I was shapen in iniquity. And in sin did my mother conceive me. So life is premortal. In the unborn has spirit and purity. The unborn child pure and had a spirit. And don't think that the spirit ain't in the child. The child is in the mother. And the spirit is in the child already. Receive another spirit when it comes out here. Breathe the air of the world. But in the mother, it has also spirit. In fact, when life is conceived in the womb, the life has spirit. The spirit of the first life. The life has spirit and has purity. A sign of that purity is that when the baby is born, science only could tell us it has about 6 month immunity to most diseases. That will get us 6 month immunity. 6 month immunity. Seek knowledge from the cradle to the grave. So life is acquiring knowledge. Life is acquiring knowledge. So we want to understand our human life. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to express to you what I have extracted from Revelation so that we will be able to understand better human life. Life is acquiring knowledge. So if you are not trying to acquire the knowledge, you are not trying to learn anything. You are not rational, curious. You are dead. To which the prophet and messenger of God, Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, says, seek knowledge from the cradle to the grave. Seek knowledge from the cradle to the grave. So what is that telling us? How you are going to tell a baby that's in the cradle, seek knowledge. That's not for the baby in the cradle. That is for us. That to tell us that God has created you from the time that you are delivered from your mother with a brain, with an intelligence that seeks knowledge. That's what's to know. And I've seen that in newborn infants. Once the eyes open up, you can see them looking at you with a curiosity. The first sign of life is the mind is curious, of curiosity, wanting to know. God created us to know. So the prophet prayers and the peace be upon him said, and in his expression is a reference to a definition of human life given for this time before the prophet prayers and the peace be upon him time in the Holy Scripture to understand this, that the whole human body is to be seen as the medium for our mental activity, our mental needs. The mouth for intake, food, whatever, winter thirst, taste, to digest and to select things that we prefer to go down, to go into the body, to be digested. And preparation, chewing and whatever, chewing and the acid in the mouth helps prepare the food to go down the throat, to be taken down into the stomach for future preparation. And digest so that it could be put into the bloodstream. Then the bloodstream takes it to all parts of the body, even your hair, it says, by your blood. Go to any hair specialist, pardon me, you know, people who treat diseases of the hair, and they will tell you that the hair will not be healthy and will not grow if it doesn't get blood to the surface of the skin. So blood has to come up to the skin and for the head to be healthy. So that's why it's good to stand on your head, brothers. So when you are exercising and you know how to stand on your head, weighing as much as I weigh, lose about 20 pounds before you stand on your head. But standing on your head is good for hair growth up there. After you lose it, all don't bother. Too late to catch it. But our prayers and our prayers has been given to serve our whole life, not just our spirit and mind. Our prayers has been given to serve our whole life. So when you make ruku, you are bringing blood to your head. It's healthy for you. When you make sajda, bringing even more blood to your head, it's healthy for you. Now, so much for that. This program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC, Imam Dr. Maraj Speaks Block Talk Radio. Senses and whole body serve brain perception. However, the senses and the whole body serves human perception, though we know we have those sense of taste, sense of hearing, sense of smell, sense of sight, sense of feeling. We have these five senses, but the whole body serves the need in the brain for perception. So the life of the body is quote, the lifeblood. So the lifeblood, the whole body is the life, but what life is feeding the whole body? The lifeblood, not the Quran, the book, the Bible, and other scriptures, not only other scriptures, statements from philosophers that didn't call themselves religious, but they were. They didn't understand it then. Then also they have given as the life of the body. Spirit is seen in activity and production. Spirit is seen in activity and production. Spirit is seen in activity and production. So you say you got spirit. I don't see no activity. You say you got spirit. I don't see your production, what you produce. You got spirit. The Quran Surah 6, pardon me, the Quran Surah 3, Ayat 6, made features in womb. I give you your picture more than one. When you, the womb of your mother, right? So I give you your picture more than one when you are in the womb of your mother. So we come out African, Chinese, Asian, Nigerian, Guyanian, whatever are these. The Quran, Surah 3, Ayat 6, God formed us in the womb of our mother. God says he formed us in the stomach or in the womb of our mother to give us the form or soul. So the form is first, isn't it? So the life in the mother was the life dependent upon her. The life outside is the life independent. But we have to grow up. We have to grow step by step into that life. The immediate delivery is not independent except for separation from her body, not a dependency or her physical body anymore. On her physical body or anymore, we start to be dependent upon the second mold. So the first mold, the mother, the second one is that this world out here. So we are shaped in our mother, and then we are delivered in time as God planned it, and we are delivered into this world, another mold, to shape us. So we are formed in the first time without our consciousness, awareness of it. We have not awareness of ourselves being formed or formed we were taking. Then we were delivered into this world. Then the next mold, we learn about the first one, where I was and how I was formed. Yes? And this is the world for us to have our individual responsibility for our own life, or I say relative independence. the life God created its soul to give back. So the life is for God. That's the point. We must give our life to God. God that gave us our life and the means for keeping our life, we must give our life to him. It's nothing short of that. He asks nothing less than that. We give the life to him. My personal life must be lived for God. The Quran, Surah 3, Ayat 7, Men of Understanding. Allah reveals secrets to whom he pleases. Who are the logical al-bayt, men of the first knowledge? It is rational mind and the pure innocent. The logical mind is the first innocent or pure, then the later it becomes corrupt in the world. This program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise. Imam Dr. Maraj speaks, Block Talk Radio. So the Quran, Surah 3, Ayat 7, UL al-Bayt, people of the original knowledge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Quran that no one gets the hidden meaning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one that knows the hidden meaning. In another place, it only is only one to get it. If you are al-Bayt, or either it because of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, blessing, or you are al-Bayt. You are al-Bayt means the people of the original knowledge. Who got the original knowledge? People blessed with the original knowledge, who are blessed with the first principles, the essence, those who are blessed with the essence. When you're blessed with the essence, it's like tea, and you can unlock the mystery. You allow babe is more than men of understanding. They understand because they've got something that nobody else. Babe simply means door or the gate or the study or chapter. You allow babe means they've got it, the very first one. The very first knowledge, the one that Moses was questioning, he says that it was Melchizedek. I could agree with him, but that's a bad way to put Moses. Bad like to put Moses in, because Melchizedek means the spirit of truth. And if the spirit of truth was not obeyed by Moses, looked like Moses was disobedient. Imam Kamaluddin, I heard you refer to as the nature as Melchizedek. Imam W. Dean Muhammad, that's right. Imam Kamaluddin, the nature that wants you rise up in the human being after he. Melchizedek is nature transmitted to conscience. Imam W. Dean Muhammad, the original nature that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said the original nature is Melchizedek, but only when that nature is consciously being transmitted. So when that nature is purely being transmitted in the right way, and truly purity is being transmitted to the conscience, that's Melchizedek. Yes, sir. And Moses did have trouble following that. Moses was a man given to temperamental outbursts. And God says in the Quran that was before his conversion or before his prophethood. And remind those who charge him with being that way that was before his prophethood. The trip of him and the wise man was before his prophethood. So nature awakens conscience, which improves nature. So once he got the understanding, Melchizedek said, it's on you now. You are conscious. It has entered your conscience. It shows you how the conscience is supposed to be the leader. The nature is supposed to awakened the conscience only. But once the conscience is awakened, then it supports the study nature to improve upon the nature and to free the nature to give great freedom to the nature, so it begins to prepare a place for the nature, a greater place in the world, a more dignified place in the world for the nature. But it can't do it anything until it first gets life. This program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise LLC, Imam Dr. Miraj Speaks Blog Talk Radio. Imam W.D. Muhammad. Yes, that's right. Now, we finally saw when he told him how many times the Qadira told him Moses. He told him 3 times, yes. See, that's the key, the number of the times he told him. The 3rd time means that now it has entered into your spiritual content. See, nature tries to awaken us. Nature tries to awaken us, nature itself, through flesh, but it is not where it wants to get. It wants to get into the consciousness. So it finally comes into the intellect, right? And the intellect is blind to a lot of times. Can't see it. But finally it gets through the intellect into the conscience, and once it gets there, it takes its form there. So nature will knock on your rational mind forever. But once it enters your conscience, if you don't pay attention to it, it just slips right on out of the way. If that's what you want to go on. So the conscience means that really you have recognized it. When once it thing enters your conscience, you have recognized it. You have accepted it. Yes, sir. So whether you understand it or not, you have accepted it. So once you have accepted it, it is your responsibility. So once you accept it's your responsibility, the wrong can be in your habit. Wrong can be even in your rational thinking. But you won't be punished for it. But once it enters your conscience, a lot of people do wrong. But they do it because their intellect can't see the evil. So when the intellect sees the evil, that means it has entered. Nature made a mother to birth the conscience. Isn't that wonderful how nature has made a mother? And we call it Mother Nature. Nature and our mother, isn't it going to care for you always? She's going to care for you until you are responsible. If you aren't responsible, it's your fault. I taught you right. The Quran, Surah 3, Ayah 7, the Quran verses basic allegorical. Allegorical, yes, restikuna. The Quran, Surah 3, Ayah 7, the Quran verses basic and allegorical. So allegorical, mustahabiha means it resembles and explains. The one term here in this translation, allegorical, is a subject of dispute in certain circles of the Islamic scholars. Many of them object to the translation allegorical. The English term allegorical means describing, casting, representing, putting in picture that is abstract to that is referred to, functions, relationships, etc. Putting into picture, form, a better convey the idea to the mind. So this is a simple statement is what allegorical means. Now, so with that particular translation of this word, in the Quran, in Arabic, mestahabiha. So they have difficulty with it. If I say something, yes, bahad, using the same word in the present tense, the verb forming something, yes, bahad, it means it resembles that. But this word, mestahibahad, Nestahadahah is a very sensitive Nahu expression. It doesn't mean just a simple resemblance or a symbolic representation. It also means that it is what you call word analytical. Analytical means something that is not only conveyed in picture or symbols, but it's also explaining something. So restikona means firmness, deep knowledge. Now, the term restikona is the plural form of the kind of a non-verb, if you can understand that. Terminology for one person, it would be restika, and it says that these restikonas, they say all of it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is it telling us? Telling us, drawing our attention to the tendency in the studious, ambiguous structure, and some people caught up in mythology, esthetism, secret doctrines, the tendency in them to grab concepts and run with them, thinking that they got it all. That is what this is addressing. And those people who do that, they run to the beach and they look for the deepest water and they dive off the pier that is in form of the deepest water possible for them, and they go off into there, and they go off into, and they try to swim instead of going in the moderate water first and see if you can swim in that. If you can swim in that, then take off into the deep water. You know that will be safer. So it's referring to a people like that. And they are not grounded in knowledge. What is the meaning of grounded in knowledge? Here again, we have a problem finding a term that would do justice to the Arabic term, restikuna fil adam. So what do we mean by grounded in the knowledge? Restikun is a word that carries with it not only firmness, but depth. Those who have depths of knowledge, deep knowledge, those who have roots of knowledge, those who have etymological science. Now, how many understand who is telling me what I should say? Who is teaching me every time they get a chance? How many have that kind of understanding? Only a few people have that kind of understanding. And it takes long study to get that kind of understanding. And it takes a blessing of God. God rewards your long search and the blessings of Almighty God. So I just want to let a couple of the people know here that because I don't reply back to you, don't think I don't hear you. I hear you. And I'm the imam here. And don't want to get excited. I'm the imam here. And I am the leader of this community. So if I don't want you here, I can tell you to go anytime I want to. Anytime I get ready. That's right. So don't think I don't see you and hear you. I do. But you are welcome to stay here. You can't make any trouble for me. Restikuna, persons comfortable, not tense, with the knowledge. So this word restikuna also means that the person is comfortable with his knowledge. Those who are all tense and tight with their knowledge, they can't be the restikuns. So if you are the restikun, you are not uptight. You are not rigid. You are not an ice man. If you're really a restikuna, you're relaxed. You're comfortable with your knowledge. You see, Allah is the greatest. Allahu Akbar. Kind of different teacher, you know. I don't know what you expect when you come here. Maybe you expect a man who is going to come out and rail on the people for being in sin. Maybe some of you think that you are going to come out and hear somebody conform to the formality or the intellectual orator. I don't know what you expect when you come here for the first time. So maybe when you come here and you see me, you say, what is this? He doesn't know what he's doing. He hasn't got it together. Well, I'm a man that likes to be comfortable. Sometimes I have something on my mind, and I want to rush and get it over. And sometimes I want to just relax. So why can't I be myself? So I prefer to just be myself. So I'm not rushing. I'm relaxing. I'm just taking it easy. I'm being myself as always. The Quran, Surah 3, Ayat 7, Yu'al Abay, men of understanding. Yu'al Abay, they means the door, but when you put it in that language, it doesn't mean door. It means more than door. Yu'al means the first, and Abay means the door. So the first door or the first of the doors. The door in the singular, but you could say the first of the doors. Or the first door, man of the first door. And it means man of moral logic, men of the logic governing how we should behave. That's the first door. Men who are devoted to the reasoning and the logic that governs how human beings are to behave. And I said morals, but it is a little bit more than just morals. And that's the logical that evolved naturally, and it was a first exercise of reasoning the human being. So the first thing wanted to deal with was human behavior, because if they don't accept some discipline for their behavior, how can they then perform in any field of discipline if they can't discipline themselves? So it is the first door. Is that not right? So it is the first door. Men of the first door is also means possessor. UL is could mean possessor of the door by certain reasoning, owners of the door. So they are the first at the door. And because they are first at the door, they are owners of the door. So this is philosophical language. Reasoning that supports life and nature. That's what it is. The reasoning that wants to serve the uplift of nature and life. Men of logic, loosely speaking. The Quran, Surah 4, Ayat 1, created from a single soul. So in Scripture, God is also telling the man that not only has he forgotten that he has to work for the survival of himself as a human person or soul. He has forgotten he must work for the survival of his flesh. The man was treating his woman as though she belonged not to his flesh. However, the man was not mistreating his woman because his flesh had gotten off the track. He was mistreating her because his inner person has gotten off the track. So the male needs a female to reproduce himself. But God was letting the man know that he was going to produce something that would have an ability to reproduce its mate out of itself. Therefore, although it functions like a male, it also has the power to act within itself and function as a female. So this is prophethood. This is the prophet who produces a society out of his divine knowledge, which then reproduces other humans. In Babel, the prophet is called he because he can function as both. The main role of the leader is to function as a male which is to give the germ of life to the society. So when there is no society to receive the germ, it has to put himself in the society and feed himself. How? Before one gives his germ, he gives his body, so that there will be a receptor to receive his germ. The Quran, Surah 4, Ayat 1, mankind from one soul. Genesis 2, 21 to 23. Eve helped meet Abe from rib. So God is not some weird magician that brings earth together, turns it into flesh, all of a sudden reaches in it, and then takes out a rib from a person that he has already had made complete. If he needed the rib, why didn't he leave it out in the first place? So that is a deception of someone doing hazardous work or a patch-up job. To take a man saying that we need a woman when we go back into the man and tear his chest open to take out a rib into it, to make a woman. So what is written in the Genesis on Adam is wisdom, and it makes a lot of sense when you interpret it rightly. But without the knowledge to read the language properly, you are lost. What is read and who is this Adam? So this Adam is Jesus, the prophet, deep sleep. This Adam is Jesus, the prophet, that God made. So after making him, he turned him over to the world. So the man was complete and perfect. God made him. But when he turned his body, his teaching, his thoughts, his mind over to the world, it fell into a deep sleep. It was only perfect and right as long as it was in Jesus. And Jesus was with God. So when Jesus was taken away from God, meaning that he left the world, passed away, or died, the Jesus of that particular body of spiritual knowledge, wisdom and understanding was given to the world. So the world is a God. The world is called a God. In the world, it fell under a deep sleep and began to have a desire. It felt lonely, and it needed or wanted something. So the book says, in the Genesis, that it is not good that the man should be alone. This means that it was not good that the early Christian community could be lonely and suffering like it was. What God is this speaking? This is not the creator of the heaven and the earth. This is the creator of the church. Salakallahu badin, surely Allah speaks the truth. I'm your host for this evening, Eli Huday. We will continue this next Wednesday and Thursday at 7 p.m., inshallah. It only means if it please God. We thank New Africa Excellent Enterprise, Imam Dr. Miraj Speaks Radio, for allowing us to come before you once again. And we thank you, our honorable listening audience. May God guide us and have mercy on us, and bless us with the light of understanding as I greet you in the Arabic language. Assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you, and thank you for listening.